80s.
And I think we are just now getting started. It is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles. And it is Friday, the 22nd of March. Skull and Bones Day, says Henry Ford lives. He does not live. Or does he? In heaven. I don't know. It's 2024 AD, and I'm going to try to... It's a whirlwind hake report, a truncated hake report, a short hake today. So we're going to just have a fun loosey-goosey Friday show. No Frog Eyes Friday. Sorry, guys. No Fob Friday. Sorry, guys. But anyway, everybody, let's get right on with the show!
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying the AJ Gallardo original theme song. Different from the Trevor Wesley redo that he did that I play Monday through Thursday. Yes, I'm only doing 45 minutes today, so let's make it count.
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
So, how you guys doing? I'm fine. Wearing a JLP t-shirt, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. This is the, this was a size medium, and it fits okay, right? I don't know, some people think that I should be wearing large or something, or grow into a large. but this is the tri-blend. The tri-blend is never excessively smug for my taste. Snug, not smug. although it's not 100% cotton, so whatever. Teespring.com/... No, it's not even a teespring.com. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and you can find this in one of the JLP stores. Okay? That's, I do believe, to be the case. So before I get to calls, let me show you... speaking of alpha men, manly... men in t-shirts and guns. Let's show these pictures of this French president Emmanuel Macron. Since I promised you guys that shirt highlights your tan noodle arms. Hey, nice. Thank you, Court. Macron was seen on IG punching a punching bag with his alpha arms. I like Emmanuel Macron, even though he's a liberal, even though he's married to a woman like 25 years older than him, roughly, give or take. He met her when he was like 15 and she was his teacher. I laugh, but it's kind of gross. Some of you guys say that she looks a little mannish. Shout out to the mannish looking gals. But yeah, this guy, his personal photographer took pictures of him, photographs, and posted them in like black and white, and he's looking all like a Frenchman. He looks French too. Shout out to the French look. Doesn't he look French? Do you see those pictures of him inside there? Emmanuel Macron. Oh, but the kicker is he looks all strong, veins, and look at him. Shows off his boxing skills. I don't see how you can say that that's a boxing skill. He wasn't really showing off boxing skills. It's not video. It's just two photographs that his photographer's woman, I think it's a woman, showed on her IG, Instagram. Posted by, well, I don't know. These people, French people have names that look like they might be feminine names, but they may not actually be. So I don't know. Soezig de la Moissonnière. And they're like, your photos are all over the internet. People compared it, said it was reminiscent of Vladimir Putin, who posted pictures of himself with his shirt off, riding a horsey in the beautiful landscape in August of 2009. And one time he was posted a picture of himself doing like jiu-jitsu or something like that. Bless you. Some type of martial arts. But what did they say, Macron? The liberals were like, oh, he's trying to look manly. This is not good communication. Commenters. They were mad about it. A tight-fitting dark t-shirt and gloves. We should, he should buy a JLP t-shirt. Beta male t-shirt or alpha male t-shirt or something. Commenters have linked the images to Macron's increasingly tougher stance against Moscow. Oh, gosh, come on. Trying to play tough against Putin? Putin will laugh at you. I guess I disavow Putin. He puts out photos like Putin and would and other political leaders who basically want to take a bit of macho approach to politics, says one person from somewhere with a French channel. Criticized Macron for his lack of action in ending the conflict in Gaza, which he said was carnage. So there's Putin. Isn't that a beautiful landscape? They have doctored images of Putin riding a bear. These virile means manly strength, I think. Virilist codes are used to the point of overdose. What a misery of politics. What a defeat for progressivism. Progressivism means being a girl, basically. If you're a progressive, you're a girl. Basically. Communist. Mama. Emmanuel Macron, there he is. I like him because he likes Trump. Other than that, I do not like him. Anybody who likes Trump, you're okay in my book. That's not exactly true. Supposedly, the message is intended for Vladimir Putin. Ooh, Putin goes, ooh, I'm so scared. France. Psh. So that's the update on Emmanuel Macron with an old lady. He's like my age. Maybe he has a couple years on me. He's like in his early or mid-40s, maybe late 40s. And his wife is in her like 60s. Emmanuel. And then I'll get to calls. Macron age, 46. Wife age, 70. Oh! 46 years old with a 70-year-old woman, 24, almost 25 years younger than him. Older than him. Oof. That's the French for you. Shout out to the French. I'm playing around a little bit. We love the French, if we love anybody. So, let me get to James in New York, who's on the line here. James in New York, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Oh, no, I was just calling because I was thinking about our conversation yesterday. And I wanted to apologize because when you asked me what my faith was, I said I don't really have one, but if I would think one, it'd be Christian.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like a unfair answer because I haven't really taken the steps to be one.
Oh.
And I mostly out of ignorance or not knowing the right people to get involved with. So I just want to say sorry for that.
Oh, I think you're just in your head about it. You don't have to apologize for that.
Okay.
Do you know what the steps are for being a Christian?
I guess I should, you know, look up some learning material and get involved. But I did hear, like, when I was listening to Jesse, he would be like, don't surround yourself by Christians. to be the most, you know, crazy people sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out the, like, I'm trying to figure out how to go about it. And that's what I was talking about, starting to attend, like, the Sunday sermon Jesse was talking about.
Right on, the and, church services.
And that's,
church with JLP.
And that's 2 p.m. Pacific time, right?
No,
so
it's
like 5.
It's 2 p.m. Eastern time. It's 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay, so I'm going to put a reminder to go on the website for 2 p.m. this Sunday, because I definitely wanted to start attending that, because I feel like maybe that would be like the best way to get like an idea of how to go about it appropriately, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you were raised Catholic, right? I mean, at least you went to Catholic schools. You were raised in the foster system by Catholic Charities affiliated
yeah.
people. So you're mm-hmm. kind of raised Catholic. Catholic is one of the Christian denominations or whatever. So
yeah, I think because it wasn't like the greatest experience, like
yeah.
honestly, I mostly, and even like from what I witnessed, you know, like all it was back then, I don't know how they're doing things now, but like, you know, they kind of just, you know, medicated everybody and kind of isolated everybody from themselves.
Are you in your 30s or 40s or 20s?
I'm 33.
Oh, okay. Of course,
so I and like it. What I felt like I didn't really learn a lot, except to like, you know, hate myself there, because I was always told I was doing things wrong, or like I didn't, you know, believe in God enough and stuff like that. And I guess it kind of translated to me, you know, not finding, you know, a community in religion, you know, throughout
yeah.
my adult life. And I, whenever I hear Jesse say, we're all yearning for the Father, it's true. Like, I really feel myself yearning for guidance that my dad didn't give me, that maybe I can find somewhere, you know, somewhere else.
I hear a lot of people call themselves recovering Catholics, and a lot of them turn atheist, and they reference the guilt that they felt was pushed on them, which sounds like
mm-hmm.
a misunderstanding of their religion, but I don't know, because I wasn't raised Catholic.
I feel like what happened, and like I get it, but I feel like the Catholics, or Catholic Charities, the organization that tried to help,
yeah.
didn't really understand the, you know, when you're trying to manage that many children, and you don't have, like, maybe the best people doing it, that it could probably cause a little more damage than not.
yeah.
Or whatever. But,
so,
yeah,
often the case.
I'm tired of being scared of, you know, religion, or, like, trying to make that connection with God, because, you know, for a long time I felt like I wasn't worthy for it, or I felt like I didn't want to be here, you know, in
yeah.
a way. So it was like, why should I even try? But that when you asked me that question, I really thought about it, and I'm like, why did I say that? Why did I try and, like, I don't know, maybe put it in a way of like, oh, I want to be like you, but I didn't do any of the work to do that. But I just want to, like, put the effort in and to take the steps, because I feel like I've been off track for a while, and I feel like it's time to, like, get back on the path, or at least attempt to start making the right decisions with it.
Yeah. Did you know your parents at all?
I do.
Your real parents?
I aged out of the system, and then when I turned 18, I kind of just got thrown back in with them.
With your parents?
So, like, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I have... It's, like, a weird situation, because I don't know my parents well,
yeah.
you know? But, like, they are my parents, and, you know, they're messed up, too, a bit from everything.
Right.
You know, but like I also wanted to, you know, do like a counseling session, you know, with maybe you or Jesse. I don't know. I feel like you guys are really good at talking to people and helping them out. And I've always been nervous because, you know, when I was younger, the therapy sessions that they offered, a lot of the stuff would be, you know, used against you, or they would, you know, punish you for, you know, speaking how you feel and everything. So therapy has always kind of like scared me a bit.
What a mess. That's crazy. Well, you definitely can. I don't know if you've ever called the Bond office. It's open right now. You could call 1-800-411-BOND. That's 1-800-411-2663. Or the local number is 323-782-1980. And you can get the information and schedule an appointment if you want to.
All right. I definitely
am going to
do that.
Cool, man.
And I just had one thing to say. I was wondering if you resonate with this a little bit. I feel like this is completely off topic from what we're talking about. This is more about, you know, what's going on in the world today.
Cool.
So back in, like, during World War II, bad guys, they used to wear outfits and they used to be, you know, proud of the fact they're villains. They would tell everyone they were the bad guys, you know? I feel like since World War II happened and the Nazi, you know, regime fell and all that stuff, would it be, you know, correct to say that bad guys learn their lesson and they're not, you know, telling people their master plans no more? They're not showing that they're bad guys. They're actually pretending to be good guys in the form of, we want to take care of everybody. We want to, you know, be the light, you know? And I feel like that's what's happening a lot with Democrats, is they're pretending that they want to help everybody so they can, like, take the spotlight away from, hey, we can't possibly be the bad guys. We're trying to help everyone.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Catholic charities almost.
Yeah, kind of.
But you're right. The Democrats have gone from openly wanting to be, like, whites for the whites and for the South,
mm-hmm.
to, I don't know, they turned into full-blown communists. They became even more communists than, I heard the Republican were kind of communists, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. They might have been sort of Marxists, but then the Democrats mm-hmm. took over that, and the Republicans are kind of commies on the inside too. But you're mm-hmm. right. I think that, well, Satan, the Bible says that Satan came as the angel of light, or masquerades as the light or something like that. And so I think this predates even World War II. And there's always been evil in the people who pretend to be or think that they're for what's right. A lot of times, there was a biblical question from JLP, I think. Does the devil know he's the devil? No, he thinks he's God.
Mm.
And people, that's how people are who are angry. They always think that they're right about it. They think they're right to be angry. They're righteous anger. ISIS, mm-hmm. you know, ISIS, they... I remember, according to the propaganda that they put out, or that I was fed from the mainstream media about them, they openly brag about killing these people, but they have a justification for killing these people. They're doing to others what was done unto them, or to mm-hmm. people who on their behalf. So, evil people always have a justification for the stuff that they do.
Mm.
If you look into the Nazis, I think that the Nazis probably had justifications for the stuff that they were doing. And then the people who are, now the people are hating the Nazis, they're very evil as well. They're evil pretending that the Nazis are the only evil, or that slavery is the only evil. The blacks mm-hmm. think that racism... The white racism is the only evil. So it's a
big mess. I feel like they're trying to I forget the word, but it's like when you try and encourage someone to make the same mistakes as you do. I feel like what's going on with the blacks is that they're trying to say you can't be racist, so that they start becoming racist. Because they think it's impossible for them. And then they can throw it in their face and be like, look, we were just pretending when we said that you couldn't be racist because of the color of your skin. And now you did everything that we did in the past. You can't have no justification for what happened to you anymore. So I feel like they're trying to trick people into being racist to, like, share the sin you know?
Yeah.
And then everyone can get away with the sin.
You become what you hate. It's
yeah.
I've seen and heard of stories in which white mobs tried to intimidate and go crazy and act like demon-possessed people, mobs, to keep blacks out of their schools and neighborhoods and stuff like that. I've heard of stories like that. And now you see the blacks doing that to Kyle Rittenhouse mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff. They are demon-possessed, evil people thinking that they're right.
Yeah.
Crazy. Interesting point, James.
Yeah, that's just one thing I was thinking on, and sometimes I don't get to talk to people really about it because, you know, it's just like, you know, people get upset sometimes when you make points about things. So it's good to be able to be free to talk about some stuff to people because, like,
right on,
it's important.
I agree.
And thanks again for your time, Hank. I know you got a short program today, so I don't want to steal all your time. So
well,
have
feel
a good
free
day,
to call again anytime, James in New York.
Yes, sir.
All
enjoy
right.
your weekend.
You as well.
Bye.
David in Ocala, Florida is on the line. David, thank you for calling and holding, man. How you doing?
What's happening?
Not much. How about you?
Yeah. Well, I was watching the chat, and Nugget Man said that guy sounds younger than me, and I sound like I'm 16, so I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I was calling, man. I was wondering if the world has figured out not to put these black women in these powerful positions yet.
Oh, no. They have not figured that out. They like it. Some of them are so possessed with hatred of Trump and all these other people that they're going after that they feel justified using these shameless women who are just shamelessly going after our greatest president and some of our best people. What a mess. And,
right.
you know, some of our more rough around the edges people who love the country, sort of, but they're also going a little too far. You know, the January Sixers, stuff like that.
Right, right. Well, yeah. You know, you got this lady, her name's Sheila Jackson Lee out of Texas. She's a U.S. representative.
Yeah.
You know, I just found her the other day, and I'm like, man, lady, you're wicked. They got tapes of her cussing like a sailor, you know, and showing her true colors. And, man, I mean, there's like seven black women right now.
Huh? She's the one who was like allegedly cussing at her staff per recordings, audio recordings.
Yeah,
don't know if they're real or not, but yeah.
Well, she
and I wouldn't
for
doubt
mayor or something. It got blown away in Houston.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
but
crazy.
But the other thing is if you know, have you noticed that? And this is usually, I'm just saying, usually, have you noticed that these mixed people, they're mixed, they're half white, half black. They always say they're black.
Yeah, the fallen state lady looking almost as white as Hake saying, I'm black. I'm like, JLP asked her, is she white or black in this fallen state preview trailer?
Uh-huh.
And that's that's crazy. You're right.
Well, you
they always want
to
identify with the why? What do you say?
Well, I got two. Number one is there's more privilege being black.
Yep.
And number two is if they say they're white, then the blacks are going to say they're racist.
Yeah, I know. She did say in that same interview with JLP that's coming up today that blacks can't be racist. Therefore, she wants to be black so she can hate.
Oh, is that what she said?
Well, she didn't say that. She didn't say all that, but she did say blacks cannot be racist.
Well, it's what that white privilege deal really is that's just reflection because it's really black privilege. I mean, dude, when I turn on my cable network and they got a special movie section called Black Experience.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing's out of control, man.
It is.
Now I want to say this. There's some bad white women out there. I mean, you know, that are Dems. That you got Hillary and you got this lady, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So I'm not saying
she's not a normal white. Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Right.
But that's okay.
But the bottom line is they're all Democrats. Okay. If you notice.
Yeah.
And,
well, the Republicans, I don't like. Go ahead.
I was going to say this Letitia James lady.
Yeah.
She's really crazy. And this is what I want these black people to know, okay, about white people, okay?
Okay.
I want you to think about this. If thousands or however many it was, white men didn't sacrifice themselves in World War II, y'all would be speaking German right now. So you always want to go back to the Civil War and everything like that. But what about all the white men who sacrificed themselves, like on D-Day and everything like that? So Hitler didn't take over the world, and you ain't speaking German.
What's wrong with speaking German?
Well, I'm saying
it's a manly language.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm not talking about German.
I don't want to derail your point. Though I just did, but you're right. Men are taken for granted, and they kind of take themselves for granted, and they squander their strength. I'm flexing right now.
If you go back, these women came in, 50 years ago. That's when they really started taking over all these positions and everything like that.
Terrible.
And then one last thing I want to say, they said that Obama was the first black president. He wasn't black. He was white, too, man. I mean, what's up with that?
Yeah. These people. And he wasn't like an American black. He was a, exotic black.
His dad was a
Kenyan communist Muslim turned atheist communist or whatever it was. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, allegedly. Listen, I know you got a short show, bro, and I don't want to, I got a disclaimer. I know I called you up a while back and I told you that I broke out this David Bowie knife on my stepdad and told him to get off my mom, but it was a Jim Bowie knife. That's why my friends always laugh at me, because I'll say something stupid like that.
Jim Bowie.
Yeah,
I thought it was Bowie.
Really a Jim Bowie knife.
Okay.
James Bowie knife, really.
Nice.
And then
David Bowie is the... Wait, who? What did you,
singer.
Singer guy, yeah.
Right.
Not very manly.
No,
but
no,
rest
no,
in peace.
No. He dead though. He
yeah.
dead, right?
Yep.
So,
nice.
But the kid that just called up, what's his name? James.
The young man James wants to be Christian.
Yeah, or yep. young man James. He asked about God. Just get you a Bible and read the Bible. Read the Word of God, and that'll help lead you to Christ, James, and the Holy Spirit will reveal God to you, and that's all you got to do, man. There you go.
The Bible's pretty cool. Thank you, David and Ocala. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, y'all have a great weekend, and shout out to William. William, you have a great weekend, buddy, if you're listening. Y'all all be good. Sean, all y'all. Y'all have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona, on the line. What's up, Joe in Phoenix, Arizona? How are you?
Good, James. Good morning. I'll keep this short. I know you have a short show today.
Cool.
I'll call you next week with a better answer about why I'd want to live in a place where I'm not wanted. But
okay.
For now,
sounds good.
That caller yesterday who talked about maritime admiralty law and common law and contracts, and of course I don't have jurisdiction and all that.
Yeah.
That guy is what's called a sovereign citizen. And the FBI have deemed them domestic terrorists.
But and they all... All sovereign citizens are not domestic terrorists, right? Because a sovereign citizen might not commit any evil act of, political violence, politically motivated violence, right?
That's true, but the point I'm making is that those guys are being targeted by HR 350 as well. So you might want to be careful about how much you want to let them spew their absolute nonsense on your show.
Well, thank you for the warning. It's kind of a shame that we don't really have freedom of speech, because people jump to conclusions about stuff that people say. Liberals do, and liberals are in the FBI too, And
it's your show.
I appreciate the heads up on that. Have you heard of jury nullification?
I have. And that is a real thing. I mean, that's what the OJ trial was all about.
Oh, you said that it's not a real thing, or is a real thing?
No, I said it is a real thing, and that's what the OJ trial was all about.
So the jury, the OJ jury nullified, everybody thought that OJ was, normal people thought that OJ was guilty, but the jury refused to convict him? Is that what?
100%, yes.
Is that what actually happened, or is that what we speculate happened?
We speculate. We can't prove it, but
yeah.
I think most reasonable people would say that, yes. OJ was clearly guilty. He was found guilty in the trial, but the jury said no.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Well, yeah. Thank you for the education, Joe in Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, buddy. Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye. Wow. William in California is on the line. William, thank you for calling, man, and Holden. What's up?
All right. I'm not going to hold you up too long as well. You with your short show. You don't have much time. And Joe from Phoenix, have a good weekend. David O'Collar, thank you. Thank you. You have a good weekend as well. Just wanted to clear up something from yesterday. I think you said something about I don't think you think I was promoting white people to be violent with everybody.
Right.
What I was only saying
that white people are going to fight back.
They could and, if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they
That's
got attacked.
That's the only thing I was saying. Yeah.
They could defend themselves.
And I mean, if they, the only thing I was pointing out is that they could if they wanted to, and it would not be good for the blacks.
Yeah. It truly wouldn't be good for anybody.
It wouldn't be good for anybody.
Yeah, because the law is against the whites. So the law, I mean the people in power. And so the law would come down hard on the whites, too.
Everybody.
Yeah.
But it just wouldn't be good for anybody. And I was only merely pointing that out, and I wanted to get a response from Joe about the 60% of black men are single, no kids, and doing well, versus the 70% that single parent households that women are.
Yeah, that those who are mothers, 70% of them are.
As far as your favorite caller, we weren't talking to you. That was a question to Joe, and that's maybe your problem is that you're manly, and I wasn't talking to you. I was asking Joe a question about the percentages of this kind of. I just wanted to look at that number, 60% versus 70%. Single-family households. That's what the question was, which wasn't directed towards her. And
I don't even think that 60% of men...
If I say something, let me say, get this real clear. If I say something about black women, and it's true,
uh-huh.
What are you going to do about it, Maze? and I do believe what your caller just a few minutes ago said. You guys were just talking about freedom of speech. That's why I don't talk to your favorite caller, because you don't need to hear what I would say to her. And I don't want to engage in that stuff because, like you were just talking about, you know, free speech is kind of like taken away from people, you know?
True.
So
but
that's
it's,
why I say,
but
what are you going to do about it?
You're not
going to do anything about what anybody says. That includes me. I'm not going to do anything about what anybody else says. What are you going to do about it?
I find it interesting that you feel the need to address her, though, because...
No. I find it interesting that I just talked to your producer and said, oh, you did that, huh? You're not getting any mileage. So it's not to where it's disrespectful to anybody, but she's only a woman. And that's somebody else's.
Well,
and I told you before I engaged with that. But you can have a good weekend, though, man. How about that?
Indeed. Hopefully so. We'll find
out.
Tell you about it on Monday if I make it. Take care. You too.
You'll make it.
All right. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Take care, man.
You too.
All right, boy. All right.
Bye. Nice. I like it when I'm called boy. Shout out to William and Maze, my favorite caller. He doesn't want to talk to her, but he'll talk to her through Hake on the air. Nice. I have super chats to read, guys. I was remiss in not reading this super chat from Eric with a K. How is your beta back? I got a super chat on Cash App. I'm sometimes remiss in not reading my Cash App donations. James Anton Hake on Cash App. My beta back is doing okay. Thank you. Appreciate the concern and the support. It's the real Mr. Mad donated. It's Mr. Mad. Very generous tip on Cash App for being a word slayer. Devil horns emoji. Rock and roll. Devil horns twice. Love the show as always. Thank you, Mr. Mad. You're a madman. I disavow the devil horns. Thank you for the ice cream 555-555-565 and the rumble rants. Thank you guys. And Sion, appreciate the support. Popcorn's Thump Keg bought a non-pithy coffee. Very interesting, though. When you move to the neighborhood, three coffees, actually. When you move to the neighborhood that you live in currently, were the sensibilities of the people living in the neighborhood on the same street, not the same home, something that you took into consideration prior to moving in? If the answer is yes, how did you go about communicating with them to determine if they were okay with you moving into their neighborhood? If the answer is no, why wouldn't you check with them first, especially since you lean towards not moving into a neighborhood where you're not, where you aren't wanted? I did not even consider it because nowadays people keep to themselves. You don't even have to ask. You often say, give me a break. This is America. So I'm surprised at your stance. My stance at that, I'm okay. You're okay with discrimination, with two people entering into an agreement to have a slave and slave owner relationship, but moving into a neighborhood where someone objects is a bridge too far? Yeah. Yeah. Not just someone objects, but if the neighborhood agrees that they don't want whatever type of people, say blacks or whites or Asians or Hispanics or illegals or whatever, they want to discriminate like that, they should have that right to discriminate. This is America. I understand the idea of not going where you aren't wanted, but that's a decision for the buyer. Yeah, that's why I'm addressing the would-be buyers. Why would you want to go somewhere you're not wanted? The seller agreed to sell that person the home, and the seller can sometimes get in trouble for that too. The neighbor should do the silent prayer and figure out why he doesn't want the buyer in, quote unquote, his neighborhood. Have a wait and see attitude. Do you do the silent prayer, or are you just mocking? Yeah, the neighbor, given that you don't have the right to self-determination for your neighborhoods anymore, the neighbor should definitely be at total peace about the destruction of his neighborhood, which has happened all over the country. White neighborhoods, white home values have been stolen, declined, just destroyed by this diversity stuff. So it's truly an injustice to learn to accept. Get used to injustice. That's the world. I agree with you on that. Popcorn's thump keg, and do have a wait and see, because even illegals, even black criminals, I've known illegals and black criminals, some of them quite nice, and also looking for what's right. They just can't help themselves. It's true. So shout out to them. Speaking of shout outs, I mentioned that the Irish so-called prime minister, who is not entirely Irish, silent prayer, praying for silence. He's part Indian. What? He is resigning. He's also not morally straight. So I don't know. Good for him, though. Good for him resigning. So this guy who I became aware of him because he was, I guess, put in position of power as prime minister in 2017. And he brought his, I don't even think it's a husband. They call it a domestic partner. But it's false to call them husband, because husband means husbandry, means you're guiding. You're both guiding each other. Two husbands, it's not even true. The wife is guided by the husband. That's what a marriage is. But this guy, his name is some Indian name, I think, as I recall. I mentioned it in Hake News today. Leo Varadkar. Varadkar. Doesn't that sound Indian as opposed to Irish? But I don't know. Stepping down in a surprise announcement. Youngest ever leader elected, and he was Ireland's first openly gay, so-called gay, not morally straight, in that specific, gross, vulgar, shameless way. His resignation comes after voters, good for you, Irish, rejected a referendum that this guy supported that would have removed language from the Irish Constitution that referenced women's duties, mother's duties, being in the home. Women's duties in the home. Based Ireland traditionally Catholic, and then he came out shamelessly, quote unquote, as not morally straight in 2015 when Ireland was pushing the so-called same-sex marriage. How low do you have to be? And then they later elected this guy to be the prime minister. How low do you have to elect that, a guy who's like that shamelessly not morally straight? That's like if Trump never were to have repented, you know? Let's say Trump was still never repenting and pushing the destruction of the family, redefining family, like Obama, right? But Obama pretended like he was this fatherly Christian figure, married man with his daughters, and believed in traditional marriage. He pretended like he believed in traditional marriage, right? But he didn't. He believed in so-called same-sex marriage because he was an unrepentant hippie or whatever those things were. They elected him knowing that about him. It's just vulgar. I have pictures of this guy. I won't go too gross with the pictures, but he's stepping down. Leo Varadkar. Shameful. Ireland has been through it. Remember, I got a recent strike on my channel for Ireland, for the Irish, who I don't even consider normal whites. Look at this guy. His father was born in Mumbai. In Ireland, they call it Taoiseach. And I'm talking, don't say this word, kids, but crap, about the Irish, but all the Anglosphere, the Irish speak English, right? That Chad looking guy who looks a little bit like Antony Blinken, except a little bit more Anglo, is the one who might replace him. This Irish prime minister's got a big face, but he's stepping down. Good for him. Good for you stepping down, sir. He led Ireland through Brexit talks, so Ireland, I forget if Ireland is part of the UK or not, I don't know. And the start of the China virus, Ireland voted to remove a ban on abortion under his leadership, so they're allowing abortion under this guy's so-called leadership. Publicly announced that mess thing when they legalized so-called same-sex marriage. There's a big housing crisis, supposedly economic recovery after the scamdemic, but there's a so-called housing crisis, record numbers of so-called asylum seekers and Ukrainian refugees. I hear that the Ukrainian refugees act better than the other so-called refugees. But there have been, remember that guy? There was like this Algerian who allegedly stabbed kids or adults outside of a school or something. In Ireland. See, wouldn't that look great if that guy, that woman behind him were his wife? But no. Except that he's half Indian, you know. Whatever. He's not even full-blown Irish. That's the guy who may replace him. So we wish you well, Ireland. And Gaelic is their mostly lost language, but English is what Ireland's folk use, says Lin Yenshin. Thank you, Lin Yenshin. North Ireland is still occupied by the UK, yes. Oh, Lord Hague, please learn geopolitics, says Charlie Church, or Charlie Chutch, if you ask American Anchor Baby. Wow. A woman's duties in the home. And they voted not to get rid of that. Good for them. Simon Harris is the guy who we just showed to you. Simon Harris could take over as prime minister. Probably wouldn't change much. Terry. I'm tempted to read that out loud. Guys, I have to end on time / early. Ah. Okay, let me read a little bit of chat. I was reading how the airline tickets are going to go out of control because Boeing can't get their act together because they've been cutting corners and maybe diverse, and they haven't had high levels of quality control. Mr. Dave says he flew Ryanair, which is a foreign out, a European or something. And the stewardesses, he says, were ridiculously beautiful. Wow. Take me back to the old days when people were supposed to be pretty and young when they were working. Pretty and young. What a shame. 5 minutes left, Hake says, it's the real Mr. Mad. And polite and reasonable and not shouting at you to put on your mask and not... They complain about the riffraff, and I get it. There's a lot of riffraff who goes on the plane nowadays. Ryanair is the UK version of Spirit Airlines. Really? Says Hassan. Wow. So it's cheap, and is it truly, like, Spirit-owned? No. Okay. But Spirit Airlines, so it's not good, but they're still pretty, says Mr. Dave. At least, what is that thing called? One example of them was nice. McDonald's used to be teenagers, high schoolers working there. Young men, young ladies sometimes. But now it's old Hispanic ladies. And sometimes older Hispanic men. I blame, among other things, what is that thing called? Minimum wage. And pushing the edumamification on people. It's terrible. Don't do that. Don't have minimum wage. Don't push education to where you're not working. You know what I mean? I knew people who went to college and worked, and good for them, but they were wasting their time in college, many of them. Terrible. Terrible. Last quick point. Elmo, they're pushing emotional Elmo. Elmo, and he's looking all effeminate, knock-kneed, girly, coy. Elmo asked people online how they were doing. He got an earful. CNN report by AJ Willingham, woman. Not AJ Gallardo, man. On CNN. Wow, Elmo is glad he asked. Elmo learned that it is important to ask a friend how they are doing. Elmo will check in again soon, friends. Elmo loves you. No, you don't, Elmo! He's like perpetual child, girly child. Makes me want to spit. Where's my spittoon? Two. I disavow Elmo. He's weakening the country. He's a national threat. I've learned that Sesame Street, because that came from Sesame Street, which is a liberal children's propaganda TV show, was not good. It was liberal from the beginning. A woman made it, and it was evil. Liberal false values. So sick. Anyway, this has been the Hake Report, guys. I will have to check for your super chats, read your super chats, any other remaining that have come in later. Monday, hopefully. No rest of the Hake today. The Fallen State's happening later. I got to get out of the studio for because something's going to be happening. Catch American Anchor Baby after this. And after that, I mean, at 4 p.m. Pacific, roughly. No Joelle Friday, okay? And church on Sunday, church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And shout out to the ladies. I heard a lot of ladies showed up to the women's forum. I love Sesame Street, says Justice for Fathers. It got worse and worse and worse. Enjoy Adriana the rapper, Adriana Bavacqua the rapper, singing Listen to Hake News. Adios, America. No Frog Eyes Friday. Bye.
Don't take the bait. You know they are fake. Just stop and wait. You could see the hate. There's no debate. Listen to Hake News.
Adios, America. Bye.